Well, at this time of Advent, we look forward to the arrival of Christmas. And for some of us in particular, the arrival of Christmas presents. Ooh. But how good are you at waiting for them? Some of you will know that we've recently bought a puppy called Jessie, a lovely black and white cocker spaniel, which some of you have had the pleasure of meeting. Well, the arrival of Jessie into our lives was not a spare of the moment thing. It wasn't a crazy COVID purchase, but something that we had been thinking about for a long time. 5.5 years ago, when we moved house, our children began pestering us for a dog. But having just moved house and settling into a new area, a new school, a new church, a new job, we felt that getting a puppy wasn't quite a priority at that time. But the kids were persistent. And they kept on asking and pleading with us to change our mind. We kept them at bay for about 4 years, can you believe? Wowza. And then after much conversation and thought, my wife Kate and I decided to relent and we agreed to get a puppy. And we broke the news to our children on holiday and they were beside themselves with joy. Now, what's shocking is that I think we spent more time and energy pondering whether or not to get a puppy than we did about having children. However, what we didn't take into account is that, unknown to us, so many families had decided it would be great to get a puppy during lockdown. And so the prices went sky high. Some of the puppies we initially looked at were going for around £3,000. And we were not going to spend that much. And so we waited for the crazy COVID pricing to drop. And we waited and we prayed and we waited. And all the while the kids were giving us earaches saying, "You said ages ago we could have a puppy. When are we going to get one?" And we watched, and we prayed, and we waited for the stars to align between price and pedigree. And eventually, after 4 years of nagging and 1.5 years of searching and waiting, we found the right dog for us. And this was the reaction of the children when they met Jessie for the first time.
Hi, Ams.
Oh, puppy! Puppy! We got a puppy!
What?
We got a puppy! She's okay, Jessie. We got a puppy!
No, William. Quiet, quiet, because you're going to scare her. Close the door. Close the door. This is your new puppy, Jessie. She's not used to noise like this. Just need to keep quiet.
She's not used to people. Not yet.
It's the puppy from the dog.
What a wonderful thing it is when the thing you've been waiting for so long finally turns up. And I wonder how many of you have experienced something similar to this. There's the initial excitement of knowing that something you desperately want is on its way to you. Then there's the waiting, which is hard, but also exciting. As each day you wake up thinking, maybe today will be the day. But as time drags on, that excitement can turn into confusion and then into frustration. Hope can turn to disappointment, leaving you crying out, "When will it arrive? When will it happen?" And perhaps that's where some of you are right now. Many of us had hoped that 2021 would be better than 2020. And in many ways it has been, and yet in other ways it hasn't. We still find ourselves in limbo, waiting to return to the life we once knew, when we could all be in this church, packed to the rafters, singing without restriction and without fear of COVID. During this dark and difficult season, there continues to be much waiting. Waiting to be free of restrictions, waiting to be able to embrace one another again, waiting to be able to see loved ones this Christmas, waiting perhaps to get a booster jab, waiting for our hospital appointments that have been put off time and time again, waiting for a cure so that we can be saved from this horrible disease and see our lives return to some sense of normality. As we reflect upon the Bible readings we have heard tonight, we are reminded of the story of God's people, Israel, who had faced plenty of 2020s and 2021s in their long history. They had known many dark and difficult days as they waited for the promised Messiah, God's chosen one, the one who was going to come and rescue them, to rescue them from all their troubles and to set them free from their oppressors. For years and years they waited, and not just for 5.5 years, but for hundreds of years. And excitement turned to confusion, and confusion to disappointment, as they continued to struggle on in their darkness. But then we hear those wonderful words of hope from the prophet Isaiah. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Just when all hope felt lost, in the darkest of hours, a light dawned. And that light was the promised Messiah, Jesus Christ. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Jesus came in the darkness in an unexpected way, not as a great warrior on horseback, but as a vulnerable little babe, born not in a palace as the Magi expected, but in a lowly stable room. And just like my children's reaction to getting a puppy, there was tremendous joy, praise, and rejoicing in heaven and on earth from the angels, from Mary, from the shepherds, and from the Magi. For at last, a light had dawned in their darkness. At last, the thing they had been waiting for, hoping for, had arrived. In the darkness, we all seek a light. We hope for the dawn. We all need hope to get us through the dark times. We all need something to hold on to, a reason to keep going. But if we put all our hope in earthly things or people, then we will find ourselves continually let down, for they are fallible. But at Christmas time, at the end of another dark and difficult year, we are reminded that there is someone in whom we can put our hope, someone who is infallible, who will see us through the dark times, and his name is Jesus. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, God's own Son. He came as the light of the world to bring us light in our darkness. He came to give us hope in the midst of despair. He came to bring a deep joy and peace that isn't dependent upon material wealth, comfort, or circumstance. He came to set us free from the things that overwhelm and enslave us. He came to bring forgiveness for sins. He came that we might live in all life in all its fullness, both now and forevermore. He came to restore our relationship with God and welcome us into his family. Today, God offers you all of this through the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. Wow. What a gift. What a cause for celebration. But it begs the question, why? Why would God do that for us? And the answer is as simple as it is profound. Because God loves you. He loves you. Zoomers, God loves you. That's why he did it. God so loved this world, you and me, that he was prepared to give his one and only Son, Jesus, so that whoever believes in him, puts their hope in him, shall not perish, but have eternal life. And the wonderful promise given to us is that when we put our hope in him, when we receive Jesus in our hearts, we will not remain in sin and darkness, but we will receive the light of life. A new start, a new birth, a new hope. So the question is, will you choose to welcome this wondrous gift into your lives this Christmas and receive the love, peace, hope and freedom that you've been desperately searching for? We're going to use the last verse of one of my favourite carols as our prayer, a carol that speaks about how all our hopes and all our fears are met in Jesus tonight. And with his perfect love, he wants to cast out all your fear and all your sin, and enter in and be born in you tonight. So let's pray. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our fear and sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Be especially close to those for whom this season is particularly difficult. May your light that gives life to all people be with them. And may we all know the joy of the Lord as our strength this day and every day henceforth. We ask this in your most precious and powerful name. Amen.